Wake Up Kenosha with Bill and Pete, AM 1050 WLIP.
Wake Up Kenosha, AM 1050 WLIP, Wednesday morning. Pete flying solo today, joining me now from Weight Loss MD and Wellness at Sherry Stoka, another edition of What About Weight Loss. Sherry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty well today. You know, I was just talking with Shirley before about the first day of school and school lunches, and it occurred to me that you and I have never discussed, I guess it's not a regular life event for me anymore, but school lunches and school nutrition. So maybe if there are parents kind of saying, hey, it's the first day of school, what should we be looking for when it comes to either school lunches or sending the kids along with something nutritious for the day?
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's such a great topic, especially today, right? Being the first day of school for so many kids. I talk about this in other platforms for sure. People know that who have heard me, you know, I'm pretty passionate about this area. You know, the school lunch program, is sad. You know, it's the typical standard American diet, which is the sad diet, and it's highly processed. There's really no, you know, intent to nourish these kids while they're in school. And, you know, so I do think parents have to kind of take a different approach with it, and they have to, I'm not saying you can't eat school lunch, ever, but really having, home, you know, bringing a lunch from home is going to be key to get those key nutrients in during the day for sure.
I mean, when processed food comes to mind, I remember the burgers we used to get in school. I was joking about the chicken patty sandwich, which is pressed chicken. I mean, I don't know that there's anything not processed.
Yeah, there's no chicken. So, there's no chicken. It's like soy. It's like soy products, some soy isolates and things like that. Yeah, it's pretty sad, to be quite frank.
All right, just keep that on top of mind. Maybe if somebody's out the door, like, that would have been information I should have known before I sent the kid to school. But anyway, keep it on the sticky side of your brain. Now, we have questions that get sent to me, peter@wlip.com. If you want your question answered in this segment, that's usually the best way to do it. Our first question this morning comes from a listener talking about yo-yo dieting. In fact, they use the phrase, I'm having trouble keeping weight off once I lose it. How do I stop the yo-yo dieting?
Yeah, so they're not alone, right? I mean, a lot of people complain about that. You know, 80 to 90% of people who go on diets regain their weight. So these are things that we're talking about all of the time. And I think some key things here are, number one, looking at how you lost your weight. You know, we talk about this, you know, when we're doing the body composition assessments. You know, if you lost 20 pounds and 10 pounds of that was muscle, you will gain the weight back almost immediately because you're not losing weight the correct way. So that would be like the first thing, making sure when you're losing it's you know, the correct composition. The next thing I would say is, what is your plan afterwards? Because I do still kind of think that people think they can just go back to somewhat of their similar ways of eating and think that the weight's not going to come back on. So really understanding what your body needs, not being in a calorie deficit, because that's going to backfire on you really quick, but eating what your body needs. And then really, if that is unsuccessful for you, I mean, because there's obviously many components to it, then you're looking at other things that could be going on. We're talking about weight loss being multifactorial, right? It could be your gut, it could be your sleep, your stress, your mental state. So there's other things, there might be other low-hanging fruit that really needs to be addressed.
Yeah, that's one of those common problems. You mentioned it, that a lot of people just deal with. And if you don't have the plan to start, it's going to be very difficult to maintain any goals that you do get. And I think some bounce back is normal. But yeah, if you fall back into even partially those same habits, you said it something to me, I think about a month or so ago, if you just give in just a little bit, you know what, that much, you lose that much ground. So It's a process.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it is a process. And I mean, you obviously can tell your story. I mean, it's 2 years, right?
Yes.
Going on 2 years of maintaining like an 80 pound weight loss or something like that. So yeah, I mean, it's definitely possible. You just have to work through and kind of, you know, get to different tips along the way for sure.
I'm going to skip over the middle question because I think that's a good one and probably needs more than the 2 minutes we have left here or less. But I want to skip over to the third one I sent you. What are the three most nutritious foods? I know you could spend a long time on that one, but just give us a thumbnail sketch. What are some of the more nutritious foods we can have in our diet?
Okay, so I mean, I'll give like the superfoods that are always like, you know, they're in every article that they're touted as like the healthiest foods on the planet. But always keep in mind that none of this matters if the foundation isn't there, right? So number one is broccoli, two is beets, three is berries, and four is spinach. So, of course, these are like four. There is so many healthy foods out there, but these are like just packed with nutrients.
I got to get more beets in my diet. I did pretty good, three out of the four there, the berries, the spinach, and the broccoli. You know, me and broccoli go way back, Sherry Stokes.
Yeah, you guys do go way back.
Way back to the start of the process. Always good information. WayLessMD.com, an excellent source of information. And people should get in touch with you guys at WayLessMD because it's a risk-free consultation to get started.
Absolutely. Our phone number is 262-226-2046. We have a ton of new stuff coming out. So, yeah, give us a call if you want to come in.
And always on the cutting edge of the latest science when it comes to not only weight loss, but wellness. So check it out, waylessmd.com. Sherry Stoka, if people have a question, they can email it to me, peter@wlip.com, and we'll catch up with you next Wednesday morning.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.